Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. Welcome to a special MHI podcast where we're talking about the 2025 Work Annual Conference live here from ProMat 2025. This is where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover real-world case studies and get unique perspectives. Today, we're talking with Christy Montgomery, the VP of Innovation, Research, and Development with Kenco Logistics Services. She is also the current chair of Work's Conference Program Committee. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you.
And also, we are joined by Audrey McCaskill. She is General Manager for iPlan Global. Audrey is a member of the Work Conference Committee, so working very hard together to make this a great event. Thank you for joining us today. Start by telling us, we see different professional associations, right? And so in the supply chain industry, this particular group, what makes Work different?
Work, I like to say, is really about us sharing with each other, and that's what makes us different. So there's a lot of trade shows out there. There's a lot of places you can go to see a lot of technology and understand what's happening, like ProMat here. But what makes Work unique is that we all come together as a community of practice around warehousing specifically. And we're focused on that, less about, you know, oh, Audrey might be a competitor of mine. I'm not going to tell this story because then she would know. It's very much about just being open and transparent. Hey, this is what I'm dealing with. How are you dealing with it? And we do a lot of networking sessions and a lot of roundtable discussions and just really finding those opportunities to learn from each other in the real world and not academia so much and not so much vendors, but just learning from each other, those who practice the craft of warehousing. So that to me is what makes it different.
And if I may add to that, this community, one of the first things that really caught me was the open, honest conversations, and especially sharing stuff that went wrong and learning from each other. And that is unique, especially at a conference or industry event, for someone to say, I had this problem and I should have done that. And especially giving their competitors that information. And that's the community part that I really treasure.
It's so special what you hear about. And here on the show floor too, I've heard of a lot of people saying it's the relationships that really matter. And that's why they love being in the supply chain industry. So those are great anecdotes. What are you most excited about this year's Work Annual Conference?
Well, I will first say I've never been to New Orleans.
Okay.
So New Orleans is the big one. But I do think that we are at a stage where we're really seeing some radical changes in the way that we approach things, in the technologies, in even just the workforce and how we look at our labor and our people. I am very excited about some AI technologies that's basically the forefront of a lot of conversations, but not just AI in itself, but what it brings with it, the other industries and the other opportunities that's come with the AI focus. And an example to give is if you look at smartphones. Smartphones was a big break into the way that we're doing things today. If it wasn't for smartphones, Uber wouldn't have been successful. And that's what I'm excited with, seeing what comes with the AI and what the people are going to be talking about.
Those real world examples. And so you're saying Work is at this particular event, it's a place where you can get in a little bit deeper into those topics, talk to your peers about it. Is there something else that you're excited about?
Yeah, I would say, I think Audrey's starting to touch on it, is really what's coming next and what's the foundation we're laying today to be ready for next. And so we really are talking about leading with vision this year, and it's about understanding where the industry's going and how do we prepare for it now so that we are on that cutting edge when it arrives instead of being followers and being behind the craft. So, and of course, New Orleans is always a great place to go, so we're excited about that. But really, New Orleans offers us a unique opportunity. One of our site tours that we're going to have on Wednesday of the conference is the Port of New Orleans, and that is such an interesting different type of logistics operation to be able to see. So I'm excited about some of the opportunities to tour some facilities around New Orleans.
Yeah, I can tell that there's going to be some fun on top of some collaboration and learning. Now, you touched on AI. Are there other specific kind of trends and technologies that you're looking forward to seeing or like understanding more deeply at the Work Annual Conference?
Well, AI, I will say, is a big focus, but there's always robotics. There's drones going to be. We're going to talk about drones this year. We're going to talk about a lot of different how to use technology in a way that delivers better operations, not just technology for the sake of technology, right? So it's one of the things I love about our conference is we're about really applying the technology. And so you're going to see things around not just artificial intelligence, but how do you use analytics as a whole? How do you use data, which is, again, is the foundation of warehousing? How do you use that data in a way that it delivers insights to your organization, not just I got a report, static reporting, right? How do we take it and now deliver, oh, this is what I need to go do with that report, right? So those actionable things that we need to have, that's what we need to come away from this with.
Yeah, and then even better, it's not just presentations where someone is sitting there sharing to an audience. We have a lot of peer-to-peer sessions where we sit and discuss, and someone might start a conversation, but we learn from each other. And I think that's one of the very most valuable things with work as well. And then of course, we have some sessions that has been historically very successful that we bring back to work. I know one I'm excited about is Will Sparks' session on acronym Avalanche. And if you just think in our industries, how many acronyms do we deal with on a daily basis?
Yes.
And then it's industry specific, it's company specific, and it just becomes quite a lot.
It becomes an acronym avalanche.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, Audrey, is there also a keynote that you're looking forward to? Because I know that is still part of it. There are some great people that you're bringing in. Do any of them jump out to you?
Yes. So the one keynote that's talking about change, what's his name again?
Destin Sandlin, is Destin, that it?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. the one. I'm very excited about that. And change is personally very interesting to me. We implement a lot of, you know, business systems and so on, and we deal with a lot of change. And when I say change, it's not change in, you know, culture necessarily or so on, but in our industries, how often do we implement a new system, a new technology, and there's a date? On that date, you're going to go live. So what are you doing before that to change your people and get them ready for that change event and how you approach it? And then you deal with different personalities. Personally, I like Roger's adoption curve. They talk about the curve and where people fall on it with technologies. And I used it to say someone is falling this category, I need to approach them this way. And I really do think that this keynote session is so important, talking about change, because it's the one thing we sometimes forget. We get so excited about the new technology, we forget about people being scared of change. Because a lot of managers, they made their name, they got to their position using this technology. And you're essentially asking them to move to this technology, and they might not feel...
There might be some resistance.
And it comes from a place of fear.
Yeah. That's very well said. And I know there's a couple other exciting keynotes happening too. One of them, Sugar Ray Leonard, should be pretty exciting. I know he's talking about kind of discipline and focus and determination and persistence and many really important qualities that go along with being, you know, capable of adapting to that change that you were just talking about. So is there something in there that you think is really resonating with industry leaders bringing in someone like Sugar Ray Leonard?
I think it all resonates with us. So if you think about having a prize fighter there to talk to us, what do we do every day in our lives? We fight through what's happening that day, right? So having somebody who can speak about getting to your peak performance, that's what we're always challenging ourselves and our employees to do within our organization is, how do we achieve the peak? Where do we want to go? What's the goal we want to hit? And how do we get there? And so I think that's going to be really great to hear from him. I think he's also going to talk about, you know, sometimes life knocks you down, right? And how do you get back up? Where do you build that resiliency? And how do you be prepared when that knockdown comes to get back up and get back on your feet? And so I think that's really important in our industry. We saw it with COVID, right? How do we recover from something so massive? And it's being ready when that happens, because it will happen. Audrey was talking about change. Change is inevitable. How do we prepare for it, right? And so I think having Sugar Ray come and talk about, you know, listen, you're going to have the wins, and they're awesome. And it's exciting to win. But you're also going to have the failures. And how do you, I don't know about most people, but I learn more from my failures than I do from my successes. And so how do you recover from those failures, and how do you use them as a challenge to spur you on to even better performance and better performance? So I'm excited about seeing Sugar Ray.
It does sound very exciting. Christy, I'm going to stay with you for a second. Are there any other seminars on top of that that you're excited about? Because I know we're talking about, these are the keynotes. Audrey was talking a little bit earlier about some of those kind of more in-tune sessions where you collaborate a little more. And some of those seminars standing out to you?
Yeah, I think the thought leadership sessions, there's a couple that are really important. You know, how to turn your operation around in 7 easy steps. Who wouldn't want to go hear that one, right? And that's not necessarily about a technology. That's not necessarily about some really cool techie thing. It is really about the nuts and bolts and the day-to-day blocking and tackling of how to operate your business. And I think when you think about work, that's one of the things that we bring to the table is let's get in there, let's dig in on the hard stuff, and let's talk about how we do that. And Audrey mentioned the peer-to-peer sessions, and I love those sessions. There's so many of them this year. We're going to talk about workforce and how do we retain and recruit and you know, keep people engaged in an industry where, let's face it, we're moving boxes mostly, and people don't get excited coming out of college to move boxes. So how do we make it exciting? How do we engage that workforce and get them want to be a part of this, right? So there's a whole roundtable on that. There's a lot of different opportunities to just talk about the things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. How do I optimize my network of warehouses across the United States? How do I, you know, go and deploy a culture setting set of metrics that allows me to achieve those goals and that peak performance that I want to achieve? We have a lot of great sessions that are really just going to end up with takeaways. So one of the things we focus on is we want to have takeaways for our audience. When they come out of a session, they know exactly how they can go implement that solution in their warehouse.
Yeah, it sounds nice kind of how deep you're getting into some topics, but still there's interesting new technology being talked about. But then there's these leadership skills and these, like, what's happening in the industry discussions, which are so great. Audrey, if someone was starting to be interested, they're thinking they might come to the Work Annual Conference, would you add something else that you think they should know?
It's a community, as we talked about earlier, but it's more than that. It's where we test the new technologies. You kind of get a whiff of what's to come, what might not work. And then for me, it's when we attend a session, we hear some things, and at night at the networking, because Work does have some really amazing networking events, that's when I really sometimes start to break down the details of what you heard during the day, and then start to hear from the peers around you, but how did they experience similar situations? And I think it's a lot of times specifically those failures that we encountered comes out, and we start to discuss that openly around a table.
Mm-hmm. It's a smaller community within this bigger supply chain entity that you're part of. Would you add anything to that, Christy? Is there certain networking aspects or even like a story you remember of meeting someone at the Work Annual Conference that made such a difference for you?
Early in my career, I was in IT, so IT in supply chain as a woman was a really small group of people, right? So one of the things that Work has always done well is what we call women at work, right? And making sure we provide that networking community for the women to get together. And it's what's really great is over the years, the number of men that attend that session as supporters of women in the industry is amazing. And then I'll say we get a lot of first timers that come to Work. They're new to the supply chain industry. They want to understand what this warehousing is all about. And we've got some amazing training that we offer online for certifications for people coming into the industry. But those first timers, you know, sometimes it's really awkward. The old timers have been around a lot. How do you meet people? And we've tried a number of things over the years, but I'll brag on Audrey for a minute. She's doing an awesome session this year on the very first day. And it's all about networking 101. If I'm a brand new person at this conference, how do I get to know all these people that have been in this industry for a long time? How do I meet them? How do I introduce myself? How do I get plugged in, so to speak? And so you don't see that at a lot of conferences. I'm excited that we're doing that this year. And we really do have a lot of younger leaders coming into the space. And so we do want to engage them. But the networking aspect of just year over year seeing some of the same people and meeting a lot of new people in this space. And really, supply chain is a pretty small industry at the end of the day. We think we're not, but we really are. You go to these things and you see the same people over and over, and you get to know each other and you get to know families and personal details about people. It's just a really great, it's a great working environment.
And that's exactly what I always tell people, especially the young people that I talk to and students, is that supply chain and especially warehousing in supply chain is the small little community. And it's important to make sure that you get to the inner circle of that community. And the only way you do that is to be part of it. And I always say, the more you give, the more you get back. So don't just attend, but get involved. And for students, I always tell them, get involved with an association, become a member, and stay involved.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're doing a great session that will help people with that, so that's wonderful. And maybe that's, you know, a good example of how it's impacted you personally as well, because it sounds like you've made some, both of you made great connections. Would you say that there's an example of how it also impacted your organization's success?
Yes, I actually have a good example. So I've always been part of associations since college, actually, and I'm very lucky. I had a father that's very tapped into industries, and he came home one day. I was still studying undergrad, and he's like, I signed you up with this association. And I was like, okay. But that was the start of the next 20 years of being involved with associations and really finding a community that has become some of my best friends. And what I found is that it opened doors for me, but also then for my company. And it's this almost full circle that it comes. As a student, it helped me to get interviews. Then it helped me get a job. Then when I had a job, it helped me to learn and actually become better at my job. And then I joined another organization, and now work is helping me actually to find clients and learn some more other things to give our clients some better things. And one person specifically I used to work with a previous organization, and I haven't seen the person probably for 7 years, and we ran into each other at a work conference a few years ago, and he looked at me and said, maybe you can help me. And I said, yes, we can help. And he said, okay, let's talk next week. 2 weeks later, we were helping them with a project. But we had the background and the networking. And that's what networking is. It's accountability. You don't just attend one networking session and now you have a foundation. You have to go back and back again and get to know the person. People want to do business with people, not with companies.
Yeah. Yeah, people want to do business with people they trust, and you typically trust someone you like. And these environments can give you an opportunity to get past that threshold, right? And be a little more than a stranger, so that's great. Now, Work has a membership. And Work, for those just listening and not watching us today, it's W-E-R-C. So good for you to know. But can you tell us a little more about benefits of the Work membership specifically?
From a membership perspective, we try to bring in organizations because we feel like there is so much more value. Yes, you can be an individual member, but the more folks you engage with Work, the more value it brings to your organization. So we've just launched an entire series of online learning and certification courses in this space. And I have to say they're some of the best in the industry. I'm a little bit biased, I think. But if you've got new people coming in, instead of trying to spend a lot of training dollars on your own, right, become a member of Work and put your people through that training and then send them to the conference. This whole concept of networking and sharing best practices doesn't happen if organizations don't engage and bring their employees. So that whole membership model is really about driving more engagement and not just sending one person and saying, let's try it out, but really giving you the platform to bring a significant group from your organization to really hit all of the sessions, because we cram a lot in 2 days and we have a lot of sessions that happen in parallel. And if you are a single person, you're going to miss a lot, right? So bring the team and let them kind of, you know, move through the sessions and take it all away and come back with all those action items. And I don't know that there's anybody that would say, I walked away and I really didn't get anything out of that. Everybody I talk to that's been to a Work conference can say, I'm going to go back and I'm going to implement that, or I'm going to call this company and I'm going to try this, right? There's always learnings to be had. So I think that's why we drive a membership model, is because we feel like it gives a better presence for companies to gain value from the organization, not just individuals in the industry.
Mm-hmm. A bit of a different commitment. Would you add to that, Audrey?
I do want to add that, especially for companies that's considering getting this corporate membership, and I've been part of it, it's really a great membership option. please also think about your young professionals. So often we see that companies want to get memberships and they think immediately about their management team or the people that's in a decision-making position, but really think about bringing that young professionals with you so that they can go learn and go implement it back into your organization. You know that famous saying, what if we teach them and they leave? Well, what if you don't? And I think warehousing is really one of those. And it's really a place to actually show your people that you care and you're going to invest in them.
Christy, going back to you, you mentioned earlier that you were in a unique position as a woman in tech and warehousing and, you know, within supply chain. Since you've joined Work, can you, you know, touch on any added value that you've really had from this like sub community within it?
Yeah, I think the great thing is, you know, meeting other women in the industry, and we truly form, you know, I know it sounds a little cliche, but we form a bond where like I can reach out an email and say, hey, Audrey, I'm dealing with this issue and I can't really find a solution. Have you seen a company that can help with this? Or are you aware of something we can, you know, and we just share with each other. It happens all the time. People are making connections and they're reaching out after the fact and maybe mid-year. It's been 6 months since Work, but hey, I remember that Audrey told me she does XYZ. Let me shoot her an email. Maybe I can find something. And so becoming a Work sets you up to have resources that you didn't have before. And so I think that networking piece and that we talk a lot about that. And I think some managers think, I'm not sending my employees off on a boondoggle to meet a bunch of other people, right? But there's such significant value in that. I can't emphasize it enough. Having that go-to when you get in a moment of crisis, oh, I know Audrey does that. She was telling me about that at work. Let me reach out to her and see if she can help. There's such a value in having that network of resources to reach out to when you don't know what the right answer is when you're going through something in your organization. So I think that's the biggest value that I can say I would see. But then, you know, Audrey's talked about it. For those that are in a company that services this industry, opening those doors is a really valuable thing. For those who are young leaders looking to move up in their career, finding other companies that they might want to go work for. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, making those relationships, building those relationships and making those connections that can serve you well in a career in supply chain.
Mm-hmm. A lot of added value within the community. Now, would you add anything else about the value of Work, what it can bring for you?
The networking is major, and not just networking and meeting people. Think about it. We network every day in our lives, even within your own organization. So thinking, okay, I'm gonna go to a networking event, I'm not really good at it. You can learn how to become better at it. But also remember, in maybe a month, you're sitting in a difficult meeting and you need to get other people in your organization on board with what you're trying to do. That's networking. And those are all skills that you pick up by attending these conferences. So it goes further than just, oh, I networked and met someone and I have a business card somewhere. You're truly actually growing as a person and growing your knowledge base.
In these smaller environments, it's a chance to really make more meaningful
safe
relationships. It's a safe environment, that's right. So yeah, you've spoken about that really nicely.
Let me add too, I think the other largest value of coming to Work is you're hearing from practitioners. You're hearing case studies of how I implemented this technology, how I completed this process, how I established my warehouse in this geographic position, how I hired 100 employees in 2 days, whatever the crazy scenario is, right? It is not an academic person giving you a lecture. It is not a vendor telling you their great technology that they can sell you. They can't come and speak unless they have a case study customer to come with them. So you're hearing from people who've been there, done that, and you're going to get the real world, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And you're going to know those lessons learned, and you're not going to go make those same mistakes, hopefully. And so no other conference to me does that well, where they really focus on the case study aspect and the practitioner giving you the story, the real story.
You're listening to people who have actually gone through it, which is so important. We know that as humans, we learn through storytelling really, really well. These are not just stories, but I mean, by through examples of people having done it. So that's a great anecdote.
So if someone ever tells you they had a perfect implementation, there was never anything that went wrong,
Just then they're not speaking
just
at work. They're not there to help you. Wonderful. That is actually our show today. So thank you so much for listening to this special MHI podcast on the 2025 Work Annual Conference. That was Christy Montgomery and Audrey McCaskill. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. See y'all at work in New Orleans.
Now at MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help take you and your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thank you for making us part of your professional development journey.